I know I'm not pursuing love the conventional way. Trust me, though, I'm looking everywhere. So, I threw caution to the wind. Well, actually, I burned my ex-boyfriend's stuff and threw the box full of ashes into the sea. But metaphorically speaking, it was kind of the same thing.
I trembled. I exulted. I longed for you to speak to me. I felt that for the first time, I had become alive for you. Without turning round, I knew that I was about to hear your beloved voice directly addressing me.
You've broken it! You've broken it!
What? Broken what?
Alfred asked, jumping off the bed. He stepped on a slippery piece of melon rind and fell to the floor with a slide and a thump.
What was that horrible noise?
Nurse demanded.
Are you hurt, my dears?
Cried their queen mama.
Riley's eyes widened with interest. We've got to find out if that company worked at the three schools. Cravaro chuckled and said,
No need to check. It said so right there in the newspaper article.
Riley mulled over what she was hearing. She said,
So, you think an employee with that company
is maybe our killer?
Riley couldn't help feeling uncertain.
Great. Let's keep the pressure up. Focus fire on the middle head.
The body's still submerged.
Grace calls across the comms channel.
I've tried to get a few shots into it from back here, but it looks as though my arrows are being corroded before they're able to reach its hide.
Suddenly, the eyes have shifted their attention from Sam over to Grace, who is focused on the remaining outer head, trying to keep it flanked for Rainey.
In a way, each of its arms actually has a mind of its own, which is amazing. Unless after a while, you found out that one of your arms was an arsehole.